Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday night. It's Monday night football, and that means it's Monday night war room. Anyway, welcome everybody. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. With me, as always, the host with the most, and he's not from the West Coast, Mr. Trevor Truitt. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Sounds like you're fucking dying.
That came out of nowhere.
I'm good. I'm good.
Came out of nowhere.
This past weekend we had Mr. Jared Ragland and Mr. Levi Ford both on, and I want to, you know, go ahead and say thank you to them again for joining the podcast. Who's kidding who? I only remember the first 10 minutes of that episode. I was fucking drunk. I was so drunk, and you know, I want to apologize for my behavior on the podcast that night. You know, there's some guys on there caught some strays, like they're driving to fucking Peoria and Lewis at midnight. So I just want to apologize for that. I was fucking around, but I didn't even realize I said that shit until I listened to the podcast back. And I was like, why did I talk shit about him for? That guy hasn't been of consequence in my life for fucking years. So there was no point. So I'm sorry about that. And to the whole coaching staff of Fort Gibson from 2015. I'm sorry for that as well. So you know, I just wanted to get that off my chest, because like you know, again, if somebody were to, you know, confront me with it, I'd probably get really defensive and be like, I fucking meant it, what are you gonna, you know? But I'm gonna go ahead and be the bigger person and say, yeah, you know, I'm completely off topic. This might be the worst product.
The worst idea. I was thinking the same thing.
This is the worst idea I've ever
what
seen.
Is it, what advantage does glass beneath you have?
Hey, you know that mat that works just fine? Yeah. It won't shatter and cut you into fucking a million pieces? Fuck that. Let's put you on rolling glass for your fucking computer.
Yeah, risk-free 30 days. Yeah, I'm trying the shit out of it for 30 days. I'm like jumping on it. Fucking.
I better be able to do a Macho Man Randy Savage elbow drop. But anyway, you know, this is the week of the big fight this Saturday at the Muskogee Civic Center. Make sure you guys come out and watch our boy, our prized fighter, the man that we are backing. We are sponsoring in this fight. Mr. Jared Ragland takes on Justin Hunter, I believe, of Oktaha. Yeah. I think we said some pretty. I'm sorry to you as well, sir. Please don't have your posse pound me in the head whenever I come to the fight. I don't remember saying it, and I don't even know what you look like, so you'd have me at a disadvantage already. So I'm sorry about that. But we do have Aaron Rodgers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. They have scored a touchdown, so it's already a bigger success than last year.
Yeah, he's played the first quarter's over, and he's still playing, so yeah.
Hey, he's still up. And he's happy. I'm not going to lie. After the first drive, I was like, oh, he's going to retire.
After the second drive, when the guy dropped it, I was like, he's going to fucking kill him.
Dude.
Oh.
What? That's why that guy's getting paid what he's getting paid. Anyway, you guys didn't hear us to come in to hear us commentate this game. But you know, with that being said, with the fight coming up this week, Trevor, what in particular are you most excited about?
The fight? I mean, I've never been to an MMA, you know, style event like this live, so I think that'll be pretty cool. And we're going to be VIP. We're VIPs because we're big sponsors. Big sponsors.
I've always wanted to see what the bowels of Muskogee Civic Center look like, you know what I mean? I want to know if somebody's performing there, where do they use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Because you know people get really nervous before they perform. They have to take shits.
Of course.
Like, whenever I played football in high school, I had to shit, like, 8 times before every game. And I remember a couple times there was, like, I hope I'm not in here whenever we start walking out. Because there was a couple times I was, like, coming out late from shitting and everybody's lining up to walk outside. And, like, coaches are yelling at me, like, where the hell have you been? And then I find out that there's guys on the team that would just shit themselves and piss themselves on the field. Because, like, if you notice, you never see anybody leave the field to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Unless suck.
Lamar Jackson that one time.
Yeah. But, like, you know, you never see that. And then, like, it just makes so much sense. Like, peeing yourself apparently was very common. I never did any of that. I can't imagine trying to play offensive line with a big old shit in my pants. I can't imagine 3-point stance every time. Fucking stuff's just leaking out of my pants. And then, like, afterwards, the cleanup is going to be fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah, because you've been playing with it for 3 hours.
And it's going to be wet. It's going to be fucking... Oh, it's going to be horrible.
The worst smelling asshole of all time.
Without shitting, I smelled horrible after every game. I can't imagine... Because, like, you wear dry fit. You're wearing all this shit that's containing all the smell in. And as soon as I would take off my dry fit, girdle, dude, it's the worst smell ever. I can't imagine there being a big, meaty shit in there. Like, it's literally one of the worst things I've ever heard of in my life. Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, my God. That sounds rough.
I mean, imagine someone golfing and they just shit. They're like,
it just doing anything and then just letting it sit in there for the rest of
the game.
Honestly,
I don't know if shitting yourself is ever
never
warranted.
Ideal. Yeah.
I don't think it's ever a good thing to do. Unless someone's like, I don't know, trying to.
I can't even, like, you know, people like go stand in the lake and pee. Like, it's hard for me to do that.
Really?
Just be like sitting there fucking.
I mean, I do sometimes wonder what the hell's swimming in my dick, but you know, nothing bad happened so far.
Nothing's swimming in my dick.
Well, you know, everybody does it. You know, it's just water at the end of the day. It's not like I'm sucking water back in whenever I'm peeing, you know.
That'd be interesting. Retain it.
Oh my God. And then you pee, it looks like lake water. Oh, that was just a reserve I built up.
They're top notch here tonight, baby.
Oh,
top notch.
We're starting off good. Yeah. You know, shit in your pants. You know, but have you heard anything about this? Like, they're doing this UFC event live from the Sphere.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be sick. Mexican Dude, Independence Day.
I wish I could have fucking been in Vegas whenever that was happening.
I'm sure it's a fucking probably 2,000 to walk in the building.
Yeah. So now that I'm back, we can actually talk about it and we can compare Vegas experiences because I know you've been more than once, haven't you?
No, I've only been once.
You've only been once. So, like, Cam and I, we went and stayed, which I know we talked about it. I had proposed to her, and we're getting married, and now we're planning a wedding, which isn't as fun as getting engaged as getting engaged is because, you know, it's not actually, like, work. But whenever you start planning a wedding, then it's like, what is this? Like,
fucking
math homework?
Loose ends
like,
to tie up.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, I know. I'm having to go kill people this way they don't show up, you know. That's what I mean by tying up loose ends. But no, you know, but it is fun. I mean, it's all fun if you look at it the right way, you know. But whenever we went, you know, we stayed at Mandalay Bay. We were there from Monday to Friday. It was lovely. The food, you'll fucking bring at least $1,000 for food, and that might not even be enough if you're, you know, eating out every meal.
Eating out every time, yeah.
Which, even if you go to the grocery
store,
they're
fucking insane.
It's ridiculous, dude. Water, I've never seen water that expensive in my life.
It's like a gas station here, but like there, it's just regular. Like, yeah. You walk in, it's like $9. You're like, $9 for a 24 pack of water? Like, what?
That's, dude.
Oh,
but
what,
like,
a bomb.
Like, there were some, like, there's this, like, you know, little market, whatever, in the bottom of the hotels and stuff. Like, dude, one of those,
talk
like,
about
16 ounce,
molesting you.
Yeah, one of those 16-ounce Aquafina is, like, $8, $10.
I got a, when I went down there the first night, I got some fucking ibuprofen and it had fucking 4 pills in it, which is, I took all of them. And that and, like, a fucking drink, and it was, like, $18. And I was like, $18 fucking bucks?
Dude, so the cheapest breakfast we had was $43, and it was from Starbucks. We got two coffees and two croissant sandwiches, $40. And, like, the grande coffees there are $10. The ventis here aren't even $10.
The best thing would be to do, I think, if like, going back, as soon as I Ubered from the fucking airport, I'd Uber to a fucking grocery store that's, like, outside of the area.
Well, here's the thing, though, dude. I don't think it really matters because I'm pretty sure it's just the cost of living is much higher.
It is much higher, but on the strip, it's insane.
But
they have, like, those little CVSs or Walgreens, yeah. And they're just fucking...
Well, yeah, but, like, there's not really a lot outside of Vegas. And also, I imagine shit's just expensive because of how hard it is to get supplies there. They're in the desert.
Well,
the place shouldn't really exist if you think about it. Imagine all the fucking damage to the earth they had to do to create that place, all the power lines they had to run.
If you could, because there's a Walmart out of there somewhere, and I was like, "That's if I could just go there, like it's going to be the cheapest thing you can find.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It might still be more expensive, but..."
Oh, but get this. So where we were staying, at least, I don't know what it was like for you. So, like, there was a fridge in our room, but it was a $50 a day fee to use the fridge. And it was motion censored, so even if you opened it, they would immediately charge you.
Oh, my God.
And if you did it on Monday, so you opened it up on Monday, even if you didn't open it again for the rest of the week and you checked out Friday, they'd charge you $50 a day for it. So you can't keep any. That's how they get you from keeping grocery store food in the rooms, so that you go down and buy food from the restaurants inside.
That's so true.
Dude, in what world is breakfast for two people $70?
It's insane.
For an I got an omelet, toast, potatoes, and a water because coffee was $6.50 a cup for a cup of coffee at a cafe. It's insane.
It
was a good time, but you know.
I mean, it is. It's
a good time, but it's just like, Jesus Christ, I'll never take Oklahoma for granted again.
No shit, yeah.
Dude, we came back here. First thing we ate was Chick-fil-A. I got so much food, $25. And I was like, wow.
Wow, what a deal. What a steal.
I don't think, like, literally every time I spent money, it was over $20.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
every single fucking time. Like, beer was so expensive. Yeah.
It's like, just because we sell it outside means it's got to be way more expensive. Oh, my God.
It's insane. I don't...
One of those fucking big-ass fucking crazy drinks they had. Those are like $30 shit.
We went by one of those raw, like, daiquiri things, and I just got a regular-sized cup, and it was still like $12.
Did you have anybody, like, walk up to you?
So that's what I was. So luckily, and like for everybody out there, again, I'm going to reiterate, I do not like people that cause scenes. I don't like crazy people. I don't like loud, mentally ill people. I just don't. Not that I don't like them. I'm just like, I don't want to be around them like in public. So like, and I definitely don't like fucking those solicitors that stand on the side, like, trying to, like, hand you shit and everything. Yeah. Because here's the thing.
There's so many of them. They're like a fucking mob. Like, they're like a secret gang walking around.
And it's just like, I don't like it, but here's the thing. I'm polite.
And they, like, do tricks with it?
Yeah, I'm polite. And if I know someone's specifically talking to me, I find it rude to just, like, ignore them and keep walking. So I get, every single fucking time, I look at them and I go, yes? And, And, you know, they're like, hey, big man, you want this fucking whatever to this?
I don't
want it. Also, you have the worst job ever, and you're a piece of shit for doing it. You're a piece of shit. I don't care.
I've got like 20 of those cards in my fucking drawer at home. I just threw them in there when I got home.
Dude, none of those fucking people have families. They're not working for their kids. Those are just pieces of shit that took a piece of shit job. So, you know what? We were walking, you know, and we were on a roll. I was like, yeah, let's go explore, you know, whatever. We were going to hotel. Caesar's Palace is one of the coolest places I've ever been in my life. You just walking around and looking at it on the inside. The Bellagio is cool. It's a little too fucking ritzy for me. It's a little too, you know, we're rich and we know it, you know. At least Caesar's Palace is like cool. I love the theme. I love the statues. I love it all. I love the Greek, the Roman, whatever. That guy don't fuck around. Man, I'm gonna tell you, you motherfuckers better get back on defense. I'm gonna put my foot up your ass. You know, that's what he sounds like, too. But, so I remember we're walking. I've had to tell like 6 people to fuck off because I don't want what they're trying to give me. I didn't take any cards from anybody. Cam is great. She just plays deaf. She knows she does an oblo whenever you walk by her, and, you know, all that stuff. But, so we're walking out of New York, and there's a sky bridge over to the MGM Grand, and we're walking over, and there's this guy, kind of looks like you but more unhinged. He's out there with like a tank top on, shorts, you know, whatever. He's got a hat that's kind of tilted to the side. He looks like a guy on like J-Rock's crew or something. And he's out there videotaping New York from the outside in the middle of the sky bridge, and he is just screaming and yelling and like threatening the fucking New York, because apparently, from what it sounds like, is he tried to do a $2,000 max bet on something, and they fucked him over, and he lost all of his money, and they stole from him, yeah, and then they banned him from the casino, and he was just out there screaming, I'm a YouTuber. He sounded drunk, but he's like, I'm a YouTuber. You've got to listen to me. You don't go inside there unless you want to get fucked. I was just like, and I'm not going to lie, Cam and I walked into MGM Grand, and I was like, we're going to have to walk back that way eventually anyway. And my time here has been ruined. I'm ready to go back to the room just because that guy was yelling. So we turned around, just went ahead and did our walk right by him. The same guy told I didn't want the card, tried to get me to take it again. And I almost was like, dude, I literally just said no a couple minutes ago. You think I changed my mind?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he was like, maybe next year. Go fuck yourself, dude. We can walk back by that guy. The guy, like, you know, yelled near me, don't go in there. Don't go in there. I'm fucking telling you, YouTube, these people, they're virtual fucking people, all this stuff. And it's that stuff ruins my good time. I don't like it. I just don't. Some people like going to Friedmont Street and seeing all the freaks and all the fucking crazy people. I don't like it. I don't like it. Those are unpredictable people. Those are the kind of people that start shooting. Those are the kind of people that stab you or fucking whatever. You know what? Let me just give everyone a piece of advice. I don't deal with people like that, and I have not gotten robbed, shot, stabbed, not even threatened any of those things because I don't, you just can't, okay? I understand if you're out there and you got a wild hair, you like to mix it up and you like to go out in dangerous parts of, like, you know, wherever. I don't. There's no point. There's not fun for me. There's nothing fun about going to the worst parts of Tulsa and just walking around. What? How is that fun?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It is weird that people are just doing that intentionally. Like, you're doing it because, like, you're in Vegas and you're trying to see Vegas. And, like, that's just happening. And you're like, I don't want to be involved in it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I actually came up with a really good idea that we could start doing for content and for KTP. You know what we do? We come up with, like, a fake company that's, like, it's bullshit. Like, it is just straight bullshit that nobody would want. And we go to Vegas and we go to wherever that stuff's popular, where those solicitors are, and we only hound solicitors. Like, we just go up to the guy and, like, come on, and we're doing tricks and everything until they get mad. And then whenever they, like, crack and they, like, show anger or whatever, we go, oh, what? You don't like this? You don't like this? Oh, you fucking piece of shit? You don't fucking like people trying to get you to take something
giving
you don't
them
want?
Justice.
Yeah,
justice.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's, I think that'd
be
the
Robin
really
Hood of fucking solicitors.
Oh, yeah, like, that's what you do. You just, like, I would go to those sky bridges, and if I saw three of them, because there's always just them walking up and down, I would just follow behind somebody and be like, come on, sir. Sir, come on, sir. Don't you want this? Come on,
or
sir.
Or what about I'm sure you had have seen one of them, one of the typical older Asian guy with a trench jacket on, just fucking walking around. There was like three or four of those up and down the strip, and I was there, and they were like handing out shit.
So as far as the actual strip goes, and I'm telling you, there was nobody out walking in the strip because it was 110 degrees.
Oh, okay.
The whole week we were there, I like, because we took a Uber down the strip to go to the Bellagio so we could see it, and literally nobody was out walking because it was so fucking hot. Like, which was weird, which I bet a lot of people do it at night anyway, whenever the lights are on.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, like, that place, at 2 o'clock in the morning, people are walking up
exactly.
And down it, so it's not like...
During the day, though, whenever we were actually out that way, because we had plans every night, pretty much, so, like, we would go to the strip throughout the day and go check out the other hotels and look at stuff and everything. And I looked at how the restaurants looked, and it was cool, like Cane's, and it's, like, all the way to the top of the fucking...
Yeah.
I was like, it looks like it's a nightmare trying to eat there, though, so... You know, whatever. But New York is probably our favorite place to eat because they have, like, you know, a bunch of different restaurants. The prices weren't as bad. Mandalay Bay is ridiculously expensive compared to the other places we were at. But New York was really good. I mean, a slice of pizza. I remember one of the cheapest meals we had because we ate there twice was we went to Sirico's, and it was like two slices of pizza, two drinks, $25, which, you know, usually you'd be like, two slices of pizza and two drinks, $25. That's insane. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but I mean, for there, yeah.
Yeah, so other than that, I had a great time. I mean, I would go back. I would love to go back and play poker with a group of friends or maybe even rent out a poker table for a night or something so we could all go and play whatever. I'll tell you what, though. I played poker, and I played one-on-one against the dealer, and that dude was not fun at all. That guy sucked. He was just trying to get me in and out. And I was like, dude, what the hell? Like, he kept asking me what I had as soon as I would look at my cards. I'm like, don't fucking worry about it.
What do you have?
What do you got? What do you got? And this is Asian as shit. I could barely understand him, so it didn't help out at all. Because every time I say something, I'm like, dude, you're a dealer here? I can't understand you. Like, you could be telling me to put down $500 a hand for all I know. Because he kept telling me, oh, 15 more, 15 more. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've got $45 on the table here right now. 15 more? And then you get that. What you got? What you got? And I'm not even, I'm telling you, that's what he sounded like. So I don't care if you get offended by my impression. That's what he sounded like. And he was an asshole. So fuck him. But other than that, you know, it was great. Poker in Vegas has no soul, though. But I imagine it's better if you're playing the way I saw some people playing, where they had their own tables. It seemed like they were.
Oh, yeah. If you're playing, especially if you're playing for a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, if you, let's say me, you, Levi Ragland, a couple other guys, there's six of us, we all were like, how about this? We'll all bring in $250 a person. We'll put it into a pot and we'll play off of that. And, you know, winner takes all or whatever. Or we play for a time limit. I don't know. Just something like that would be fun. That way it's not... I don't know. I don't even know how it works. Apparently, I don't know anything about fucking poker. So, apparently, I'm a fucking idiot. According to Mr. Wong, I'm a fucking moron. I've never... Because I told him. I was like, yeah, this is actually my first time at a casino. And he looked pissed. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry. He's like, what do you want from me? Yeah, everybody has to have a first time. Sorry, I'm not a pro. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's
there's funny. Nothing like having such a high hopes for an experience and it ends up being like you feel like a cheap prostitute just getting tossed to the fucking side whenever you're done. You got track marks everywhere. You just feel like a fucking dirty whore. It's like, oh, great. Great. I'm glad I did that because I remember the whole rest of my night. I was like, I don't even want to be down here anymore. Fuck this.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
You know, it's just... Then we went back to the House of Blues, which that was probably one of my favorite things that we did, was every night we would go to the House of Blues bar, which Santana was about to play there not long after we left, which sucks. I was like, literally everything that was about to happen was happening right after we left. And, you know, but we would go sit there and that's where I got on my vodka cranberry kick.
Oh, that's where they came from?
Dude, I mean, they're fantastic. They're very refreshing. Now, the way I was making them the other night, not refreshing, just destructive. It's literally just Tito's with a splash of cranberry. That's what that was. With ice. I almost said with rocks. But like
the rocks.
You know, but that's what was one of my favorite things that we did was go have a drink there. It's also the drinks weren't too bad, but you know, it is cool seeing people smoke cigarettes inside. That never gets old. Even if you're not partaking. It's great to see.
No, you're just like, that guy's having a good time. I remember enjoying that cigarette.
Dude, that guy, well, yeah, but then you look at the people that are like, you know, at the slots, they don't look like they're having a good time.
Oh, yeah, they're just.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, some people, like, they'll fucking touch the screen and rub it, and you'll just see them doing weird fucking shit, like, trying to get it to fucking, you know, land on jackpot.
Well, yeah, whenever you've, you know, you're. Entire kid's graduation fund is on the line.
Yeah, you'll do a lot of crazy things.
You're gonna fucking do the Stations of the Cross. You'll get down on your knees and pray like an Arab or whatever. You'll do all kinds of shit. I will never be one of those people. I think gambling is such a stupid thing to be addicted to because it's literally just being addicted to wasting money. Like, yeah, is it fun? Sure, it's fun. Until like your life's getting ruined and it's just like,
yeah, until you're naked
and you're sucking dick on the street, jumping up and down. I don't fucking know, dude. I just
jumping on the street, sucking dick, jumping up and down, naked on the street, sucking dick, jumping up and down. What a life! What a life! It sounds great, actually. I wish I could do it. I wish I could.
Hey, man. I don't judge. I've seen it. I saw it in Vegas. Like, you just see people laying underneath fucking the bridge.
It was just always hilarious because those cards that they hand out, like, just thousands of different chicks just with their fucking tits out and little stars over them. It says, call for a good time. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, exactly. And, you know,
$150. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I bet it hasn't been used up.
Oh, my God. Well, apparently it's legal there. It's just like fucking, you know. Buying a cup of coffee is just as expensive. $6.50 a cup of coffee at Seabreeze Cafe might be the most egregiously priced thing. I was like, coffee. How do you justify that? Like, dude, there's still coffee a lot of places for less than a dollar. for just a regular, like, house brewed coffee.
Yeah, 99 cents, yeah.
And it wasn't like it said Cafe Bustel or fucking anything like that. It was, I don't fucking know. A lot of times, you know, I'll also say this. Anybody that says Florida's crazy expensive, you're out of your mind. It's really not that far off from Oklahoma as far as prices go. Yeah, now, buying a house by the beach, everybody always brings that up. I'm like, well, I'm not fucking doing that anytime soon. So, you know, I'm talking about the price of eggs.
Everyday stuff, yeah.
Fuck. Fucking Mr. Wong. When I found out that was his last name, I just kept calling him that. I'm like, I'm sorry, Mr. Wong. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not even joking. That was
his name.
Were
the only person at the table?
Yes. Yeah. It was me and Mr. Wong. And, this guy was just fucking taking my money left and right. I won three hands in a row, and I could see he was actually like, because he would say, he's like, you actually won. I'm like, what do you mean I actually won? He's like, yeah, I know how to play, dude. Literally, the only thing I wasn't familiar with was the betting. Because literally on the table, it said 15 a hand or whatever. But what they really mean is you have to put 15 on your ante up. You got to put 15 on your blind or whatever. And then you got to bet 15 every minimum a bet. So, yeah, you're playing 45 a hand or, you know, whatever each fucking time. So, I don't know. I just love the whole getting mad at somebody. I'm like, why are you even here? Like, who gets mad at somebody?
I wonder how that works. Like, they lose a certain amount of hands, they, like, fire him or what?
I don't fucking... I don't know. I should have known I was fucked from the beginning. I'm like, oh, I'm playing the dealer. That's great. He's going to lose.
Yeah, he's prepared to lose for sure.
But you know what? Sometimes I went to a table where it was just me and the dealer, so I wouldn't impede on other people.
Yeah,
like... what they were doing. I wanted to be like, this will be good at good learning. But he was just... you know, just so mad.
Which is crazy because he should be like, oh, yes, please come over here so I can take your money.
Or at least be like, oh, this isn't something I get every day. This guy, and it'd be fun.
But he probably does. You know what I mean? I feel like that's not an unnormal thing for people to not show up at a casino in Las Vegas. You know, a tourist destination.
Well, that's what I wanted to be like and just be like, so what, do you just think everybody knows how to fucking do this?
Yeah.
Without ever doing it? Like, so sorry. Because I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, I play a lot of poker. It's just never in a casino. He's like, yeah, very different. Very different. I'm like, I couldn't make him laugh.
Yeah, you're like, all right, you're just trying to get rid of me. Like,
exactly.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah. And I hate that. And I felt like I had Cam standing by me the whole time. And I was just like, Mr. Wong's embarrassing me in front of my bride, in front of my wife. Mr. Wong. What a fucking joke.
What a joke, this guy, Mr. Wong.
I literally
He's
was telling
terrible.
Cam
I
on
said,
the way.
Go back to China.
I was telling Cam on the way back to fucking our room. I was like, listen, I'm going to go back to Oklahoma. I'm going to get good playing poker. I'm going to go back and show Mr. Wong. He was fucking
walk
wrong.
In with the suit on with sunglasses. Where's Mr. Wong?
First of all, I wore sunglasses probably 98% of the time we were in
That's
Vegas.
That's insane because inside those casinos can get dark.
How? With all the lights?
I'm saying like...
It was hurting my
eyes.
I'm
saying when you're in the casino part.
Like with all the slots and shit?
Yeah.
It's dark. What are you talking about? It's dark.
It's pretty dark.
It's a bunch of different... Like, if you have seizures because of flashing lights, that's a terrible place to be.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really bright fluorescent lights. And then you got the House of Blues light up. And then you got fucking... Yeah, I mean, you're right. It would get dark, but you know, do you think I took them off?
No, I know you didn't.
No, I wore them the whole time. Listen, I did the full Vegas attire. I was dressed to the nines at all times. The only thing I didn't want to do was wear dress shoes because it's not comfortable to wear those. But other than
especially walking around fucking.
And you're going to do that a lot in Vegas.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like I'm complaining about the whole thing, but you're going to walk a lot. I every time I ate, I was like, well, at least we're going to
walk. Yeah.
We're going to get some walking in because, like, damn. Yeah, dude, it was, like, so hot. It was funny. Because it feels great in Oklahoma right now. It feels so good. Today was wonderful. It didn't really get hot until the end of the day, but it wasn't even that bad. But like in... oh, shit, what's going on here? Anyway. But whenever we left here, the weather was feeling really good. And then we go to Vegas. It's 110 degrees every fucking day. I'm like, oh... Well, that's, you know, another thing, you know. But, like, when we went to the pool, we stayed at Mandalay Bay because they have the big, like, pool resort type place. And we went to the pool one day. And, dude, it was so fucking hot. It was almost, like, unenjoyable, like, even just laying out in the sun. The water just evaporated off you as soon as you get back to your chair from getting out of the water. I saw a lot of fucking like 60-year-old men with 25-year-old women.
Of course, yeah.
And you know, every time I'd walk by them, I'd go, "Gross!" Like, and Cam would get so mad at me because she'd be like, "What are you doing? They're gonna hear you." I don't give a fuck. Like, dude, it was so bad. There was this one. I thought it was a. I thought it was a dad and a daughter until I saw them like shoved each other's tongues down each other's mouths, and then like him grabbing her ass, and I was like, "Dude, this is disgusting." I told Cam, I was like, "Where's my phone? I'm calling the police."
Pedophile.
What is this? A nude beach? And it's always some police. American guy, and this girl was like Italian or something. I heard her talking all stupid and foreign, like I don't know what the hell she was saying. It was like Italian or something, but and it's just like, is the money really worth it, Trevor? Is what I'm asking, because like it's not like you hear about a lot of these women that fuck these rich guys that are like become millionaires because of it. Like, yeah, they get taken care of from the time being.
Yeah, but like...
But like, do any of them actually take like...
Well, it's just like you're literally just like...
with their money? Because a lot of them just blow it on stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you never hear, I mean, like, it's kind of
sad.
I'm a gold digger. I made my millions gold digging.
It's kind of sad because like you literally just like commit your life to being like... Yeah, probably not going to ever actually love this person, but I'm going to be with them for money. Like, that's just sad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, how are you going to ever
people,
cause
a lot
enjoy
of
life? Like, because money, it doesn't get you everywhere. I know it doesn't. Like, so, I mean, you're literally just saying, like, hey, I'm going to, and I'm going to have to suck an old dick, and it's going to get older and older. And,
well, you know, I'm going to say this. I hope that that's happening, because, like, I've heard of a lot of scenarios where the women ain't doing anything.
Oh,
well, the guy's just paying
that's
for them,
insane.
Like, you know, and I'm just like, dude.
If you're paying that money, you got to be getting service. You know what I'm saying?
Like, literally, like. That's insane.
Especially if you have an idea that that's what's happening. Like, if you, dude, like, know she's gold digging and you're like, all right, but like, I'm still going to, hey, if you gold dig, but hey, I'm fucking,
yeah, exactly.
I still got the treasure. You know
if
what I'm saying?
If you're like, getting some.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, getting
fine.
Everything.
It's,
if I'm
fine.
Giving out millions,
you're
getting
something.
Everything.
What are you getting out of paying? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't get. Like, whenever I've heard about a lot of these, like, I've heard women talking about it on these podcasts where they're like basically saying, yeah, like, I just like kind of make him think I'm going to give him some and he, like, you know, have him send me more and more money. And yeah, but I never actually have sex with them. And they just basically pay my rent and all this stuff. I'm just like,
how does that, after like this, like,
how do you convince a guy to do that? You couldn't convince. I don't
multiple
care.
Multiple times.
You are.
Maybe the first time he's like, all right. And then he realizes you fuck him. And then you're like, okay, well, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to pay you again.
I don't know. Like, what do they look like? Louis Anderson? Like, like, even like ugly rich guys can get laid, so I'm just like,
oh, like, I'm, it's like those fucking cringy ass videos I've been sending you on Facebook where it's like fucking my queen and they're just acting so fucking stupid toward each other.
Yeah,
it's like two people. That's why when I see people like that, I'm like, anybody can find somebody. Like, these fucking creeps right here, fucking,
no, it's true. And I don't know, I think I just, like, what is that conversation with yourself like whenever you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna go suck old guy dick and marry them, and when they die or I divorce them, I take half their shit and move on to the next guy. Like, what?
That's
sucks.
Fucked up way of thinking. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of the times, a lot of people think, well, if a guy could do it, I truly, like, and I know it's me personally, I don't know if I would just, you know.
Nah, you can listen. I
you have to like it
to
a certain extent.
I once told a story on this podcast about liking a girl because she knew Co Wetzel in some way or form.
Yeah,
and only a couple weeks of that was all. I was like, all right, come on, let's be realistic now. We can't do this for the rest of our life.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to be pretty convincing to be able to, like, convince a guy to be like, listen, I'm not going to blow you. I'm not going to have sex with
you. Yeah, what are you here for?
I'm only
going to
go,
like,
out, I'll go out on dates with you, and I'll spend time with you, but, you know, we're not going to do that. But you have to give me $10,000 a month.
Fuck,
like,
that.
What are you talking,
yeah,
about? You know the things that we're going to do if that's getting...
$10,000? Yeah, we're exactly doing everything. It's like I go to the pantry and there's every available option right there. I just pick out what I want to do today. Like,
but that's the only way I can rationalize it in my head, because I, for one, I think a lot of people don't ever talk about love and everything. You know, as gay as that might sound, but I'm just like, nobody's ever like, you know, they're always like, you know, they got to make this much money. They got to fucking do this. Yeah, no one's ever all like, ever talks about what it's like when you actually fall in love with somebody and it's like they could be the biggest fucking idiot in the world and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. I think there's a lot of two
polar opposites. Exactly. Of like somebody who's like, he's got money. Like that just like,
oh
yeah,
that's great. I don't know. I don't mean to turn this into a, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, this is crazy to me to think that old guys getting scammed out of their millions from young hot women that can't spell dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. So sad. I can't imagine.
Very sad life.
Like, Trevor, if I ever found out you were paying for some young hot blonde, you know, paying her rent because she, you know, sent you pictures of her in her bra, but not like actually anything else, I'd be like, you're a fucking rich. What is wrong with you?
I mean, yeah, because it's like, what are you?
Also, dude, does none of these guys have friends?
Yeah, they're like, hey.
Nobody's like, they're not telling anybody. Yeah, you know, I'm paying for this girl's rent in Queens. I see her once a month and she won't even give me a hug.
Yeah, like, what?
Listen here, government.
No, I mean, yeah, that's like, I can't, somebody saying that, it's like, what? Like, what are you, why? Like, you're just giving money away. Like, I'll suck your dick for money. Like, come on. Like,
Trevor, apparently you don't have to, I guess, is the point I'm getting to. You can't just hang. Like, I was going to say I'll hang out with someone, but you are the one that said that. So, I mean, listen, all right. I just talked about how these women are getting out of sucking these guys' dicks.
I'm saying if you're going to do it, if you're going to throw your money away, I'll take it.
I was going to say, but yeah, but if you're doing it for just company, I'll hang out with you. We'll watch a different movie series every time I come over. We'll watch the Planet of the Apes. We'll watch Lord of the Rings. We'll watch Star Wars.
Oh yeah, and the difference is at the end of the day, we'll probably actually be friends. Exactly. You know what I mean? But this chick, she's just fucking.
But Trevor will blow you apparently. No problem. He didn't even ask what the price was. He just said, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it right now. These women won't do it. Someone's got to do it. Oh, my God. That's loyal. That's commitment right there.
These women won't do it. So somebody's got to do it.
Listen, you're going to throw 30 grand a month away. might as well get your dick sucked.
Might as well throw it down my throat. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus, Trevor. You're doing that? You're doing what with what? Yeah, Jared Ragland's fighting at the Muskogee Center this weekend. I don't think any dick sucking's going to be going on there.
What did you say? There's like 12 fights?
I know. It's like fucking the Coachella of MMA fights.
Yeah. It literally is.
Are there even 12 weight classes? Like, how is that going to happen?
I don't know.
Is it going to be like, hey, does anybody want to fight? Get in there.
You said there was supposed to be 15.
Well, he's the main event, and, you know.
That's all that matters, the main event.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I've watched, you can actually go check out Ragland's, he's got some fights on YouTube. You can look up his fight on Street Beefs against this guy called, what was his name, the Worm or something, the big Worm. I don't fucking
Big Worm.
I can't remember what the guy's name was, but, you know, Ragland, I remember somebody in the comments, like, called Raglan a transgender or something. And I was like, damn. Imagine watching someone kick the shit out of somebody and being like, I can't tell if he's a man or a woman. Because he had those blonde cornrows.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, people are insane. I hate comment sections. If you want to ruin your day, just go to a comment section about of something you love.
Like, yeah.
If it's something you love, like, it's like, today's the 30th anniversary of this band's album that you love so much.
Like, well, that one's actually terrible.
Yeah,
like,
or you go on there and it's just some douchebag that's like, never was a fan, still
it's
not.
It's like, so why the fuck are you on here?
Why do you even see the... Dude, I'm not going to lie. So we were in Vegas the other day. And
yeah.
But I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning no matter where I'm at. So I'm there. And also they had a huge bathtub. So I'd go take it like 3-hour baths everyone, you know, twice a day, 3 times a day. And so I'm in there early in the morning, and I'm sitting in there. I'm doom scrolling, and I see. You're gonna think this is funny. It's a post about Oasis on Facebook, And I'm it's early in the morning. I'm really susceptible to getting angry about stuff I read, so I try not to get on Facebook or like Twitter or anything like that. And I don't read comments. Like, but I don't know. I just was, and I was reading, and it was just something about Oasis. They did something, whatever. It wasn't asking, do you like Oasis or not? And this fucking woman commented something like, never liked Oasis, still not a fan. And I just commented, and I was just like, just only a fucking douchebag goes out of their way to comment on something like I don't like. I think I said, yeah, shut the fuck up, you old bag. I think it was the last thing I said. And then on that comment, and then she replied, just proving my point over and over again. And I said, I just commented back. I was like, and what point is that? I'm an asshole that thinks I'm smart. I didn't hear back from her after that. Cause I just went into her page and all it is her commenting on things saying she doesn't like it. I'm just like, oh, so is this what you do for engagement? Cause your grandkids won't come talk to you. Cause you're an old miserable bitch. Not my fucking fault. I don't know why though. Also, Oasis is the wrong band to talk shit about around me right now. Because I'm coming with ammunition. I'm coming with fucking knowledge. I'm read on the subject. You can't come at me and tell me something I don't know. You can't. So, like, that's what I would say. But that woman, I just, like, then I've... That's the first time I've actually, like, responded to somebody. Because in a way, I went out of my way. I could have just, like...
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm sick and tired of these people thinking they could just do that shit. Like, no, you can't just comment that and no one's going to say anything. I will. And I'm not going to argue with you, be like, why don't you like him? I'm just going to be like, you're a fucking bitch. Fuck you. Like, I'm not going to make a point. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I don't like Taylor Swift, but you don't see me going and commenting on her. So I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to go scorched earth. I hope your fucking family dies in a car accident. I see somebody talking. I don't even read comments about Ozzy Osbourne. Because I a long time ago realized there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Oh, it's just anything. Like, on WWE posts all the time. Like, you know that if it's a WWE post and somebody's going to be talking about how, well, this wouldn't happen in AEW. And if it's an AEW post, somebody's going to be like, well, this...
Oh, that was getting you for a while. And like, it was getting you for a while.
Yeah, because I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Because some of them are so dumb. Like, you're just like...
It's hard, dude. Because, like, you know, that's the problem is, like, I've gotten really good about not needing to feel the need to voice my opinion. I've learned the value of that. You know why? Because like me, when I hear other people's opinions, I don't care most of the time. So nobody else cares about mine. So understanding that kind of helps. So you don't feel the need to tell everybody every single time. So if you see something about the movie Top Gun, you don't go on there and comment, never seen it. Thought it sucked from the previews. Like, just like, okay, well, then why would you comment on a movie on a post celebrating something you don't like? It's stupid.
Like, why are you even getting tagged in this? Like,
it's stupid. And, yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, people, the most overrated bands ever. Some of the responses piss me off. I've gotten to the point where seeing people say the Beatles kind of pisses me off because I don't know if I'd say they're the most overrated band ever. I just say at this point in my life, they're not the best band ever. But whether you want to call that overrated or not, I think it's a bit too far to say that. Whenever you've sold almost as many albums as as Michael Jackson did, and you were the number one guy up until then, it's basically been you two and modern music. I think it's kind of hard to say you're overrated, you know?
Yeah.
And as a musician, they were really good. Like, they just were. They don't have to be your favorite band. My whole thing is I'm done with the whole I don't like this, so I'm going to just shit on it and talk shit about it all the time. It's such a waste of fucking time. Like, why would I sit there and talk about bands I don't like? Why? Why would I sit there and talk? Why would me and you talk about Taylor Swift's music like we're actually dissecting it?
Yeah.
We don't listen to it. You might have listened to a few songs. I'm just saying, like, as an example of, like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about fucking Poison in their catalog because I'm not, you know, it's not my favorite music. It's not, but I don't know. They're not really a great example because I've kind of, you know, they are what they are. But I don't know. It's just, like, stuff I don't like. I don't go out of my way to fucking waste energy on it because it's just, it's pointless. Why do that? I'd rather talk about how great Black Sabbath is or how great Led Zeppelin is or Oasis is. You know, those the big three.
The big three. The big fucking three.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, like, I don't know. I guess I just wish people got called out for that more. Like, you see someone comment.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to comment on, like what the fuck does it have to do with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you say, oh, this band sucks. Like, okay, then why the fuck did you comment on them? Like,
and then I love the response, why'd you comment?
Because I actually like them.
So you just,
yeah.
Oh, so you just get to comment without comment? Dude, we said the comment a lot, but like, so you just get to comment like that and not be fucking challenged about it? Because it's just an opinion. You don't always have to give your opinion. With that, you're a fucking asshole if you always have to
give
your opinion.
Yeah, you don't. You know, like, you know, sometimes you like, should. You, if maybe I, sometimes you should just, you know, type it out and then just delete it and not send it.
I do that all the time.
So do
dude.
I.
I will literally say the most obscene things ever. I'm saying like, stuff that'll get me put in jail. And, like, I'll just be like, all right, I'll just delete it. Feel better. All good. Like, it's not, but like, that'd be like being at a restaurant because nobody has the balls to do it in real life. Like, being at a restaurant, you overhear another person's conversation, you hear him say,
and
really,
you just go join it.
I really like, I don't know, I really like you two. I don't hear someone say that in a restaurant and go over to him and be like, I hate you two. You two sucks.
Yeah, because they'd be like, okay,
and then they'd be like, who asked you? And be like, who asked you? That would be funny to do to people. I don't know. I think it's hilarious. Because nobody... And, like, that's all it is. That's all social media is. It just gives normal people the balls to say things they'd never say in real life.
In real person, yeah.
Or do that. Because, you know, a lot of these people I don't think actually care as much as they lead on the internet. And a lot of the times you have to really, you know, wonder if this person's doing it on purpose or... You know, you don't want to fall trap to a troll or whatever. That's how the best way, and this is just advice for people out there, this is how I deal with trolls. That's why I don't form arguments whenever, if I'm, from at this point in my life, if I decide to comment on something, it's just to go full scorched earth. I'm not going to form an intelligent argument or ask you why. Like, if you just say something, I'm just going to, like, like, I'm just going to straight up go to calling you a fucking cunt. Or, like, you know, imagine someone saying, Tom Brady is overrated. And instead of me going, you know, what are you talking about? Who's your top five? What if I just respond, you're a cunt? And then be like, oh, is that the best you got? Blah, blah, blah. Like, shut the fuck up, cunt.
Is that the best you got?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what you do. You don't argue with these trolls. You just... cut right through them and you be as mean as you fucking possibly can until they report you for whatever. And at the end of the day, is it the end of the world to get reported for being mean on the internet? Maybe if... Because, like, that's the thing. What is... Oh, who cares if you get banned on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, nobody gives a shit.
Who cares? I don't... I will say whatever the fuck
Jerry
Seinfeld. Who cares? So everyone... No, you can, though. Like, just say whatever the fuck you want. You can.
Because, I mean, what? You're just not going to be able to get on Facebook for a week. Whoa, boo, fucking you.
And also, who cares if you get kicked off Facebook for a long time? Who cares? It's not real life. Because guess what? In real life, you don't go to jail for calling people assholes. For saying stupid shit. That's the problem. Facebook has made it to where if you call someone out for saying stupid shit by basically... threatening them with, you know, emotional violence, you get kicked off Facebook.
Emotional violence.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
No,
you know.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
It's just crazy. It's kind of like how, like, on social media, you can't say rape. What's wrong with the word rape? I'm not saying like it's wrong. I'm just saying, why is it people say graped or whatever? Like, even if they're just discussing... They're not like saying, I want to rape somebody. It's like they're discussing the topic. They just say graped or they don't say gun. I think the thing that drives me the most crazy is that people say pew pew instead of gun.
That's stupid.
It literally makes me want to throw the mixer out of the window right now. But that's because social media is like making people think they can't. You know what I mean? Like, I was
taking
really
their freedom of speech away.
I was
literally
thinking, I was like, what if. I was thinking, what if I comment on this old woman that's commenting about Oasis? What if I call her a bitch and an old bag and I tell her to shut the fuck up? What if I get in trouble? I'm like, get in trouble?
Yeah.
Like, by who? Who's going to give me Mark Zuckerberg? He's going to come spank me on my ass? I'd kick Mark Zuckerberg's ass. I'd fucking cut his robotic head off and watch all the wires start sparking. And I wouldn't feel bad about it either because he's a fucking robot. Oh, well, he's going to find out I said this on the podcast and kick me off. Go ahead. It's not like, dude, getting kicked off social media, it's not, it's literally powerless. Does nothing. Affects my life zero. I literally go on there right now. And I don't know.
I'll show my ass.
Well, apparently you can.
There's definitely, yeah, there is like something.
I see
like,
ass on social media all the time.
There's also tits
that I don't want to see.
And I'm just like, what are the, what, this.
Oh, dude, you see stuff like just scrolling, like you'll just see stuff and it literally sometimes pisses me off because just like, thank God Cam isn't behind me. Because if she thought like just when I just so happened to be scrolling and it's just like, cause you know how Instagram is, how it just shows you random pages that are really getting a lot of traction or popular or whatever. It doesn't matter what it's about. It could be about the movie Cars and I don't fucking know. And it just shows you it on a suggested whatever. Dude, that's all social media has turned into is fucking OnlyFans and porn star advertisements. And I want nothing to do with it. I'm engaged. I'm getting married. I can't be a part of that. So you know what? I'm just going to be commenting on people's stupid comments and telling them to go fuck themselves. That's all I'm doing from now on. You won't see me.
Go fuck yourself.
I might just start commenting that on people that like say stupid shit like, I don't like Dave Matthews. And I don't like Dave Matthews. That's a good one for me. But I'd go on there and be like, go fuck yourself.
Eggs, it's like you took the time to go to his page or comment on his page of something positive to try to shit on him. Like,
but you're such a bitch.
It'd be like me, like somebody fucking showing, you know, fucking Peyton Manning winning the Super Bowl as the Colts and be like, fuck the Colts. I hate Peyton Manning. Like, okay. Like,
well, I don't know, man. I just think it's lame. And I think we as a society have failed by allowing these pussies at home to talk shit about fucking Oasis and Steely Dan.
Who's talking shit about Steely Dan?
And AC/DC.
Who the fuck's talking shit about Steely Dan? Like,
a lot of people do.
Oh, it's boring. Like, exactly, what are they fucking? Yeah.
Yeah. Cam. She said their concert was boring.
She doesn't understand it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking cocaine jazz. It's fantastic. I don't know. A lot of people, they just, the people suck, dude. And you know what's funny? All anybody has to say is, oh, they just think people that don't agree with them suck. No. I'm saying people that don't, like, that have to go out of their way to not
to
agree
shit
with
on
something.
Stuff.
I know for a fact that
if
that's
you were asked,
meaning,
like if
I've
somebody asked you
a
question,
20 minutes.
Somebody asked you that and then you get
yes.
your opinion, that's one thing.
That's because everybody, like, dude, it's literally for the best example. And I want to Skip Bayless's podcast. If you listen to it, it just sounds like somebody who has lost their mind and is schizophrenia and is just going down. That's him, dude. Because I listened to it because, like, he's like, oh, big announcement coming soon, yada, yada. So you're like, oh, he's probably starting a new show, this and that. No, he's just going to do his fucking podcast, his lame podcast he's been doing for the last year or so, and basically just do the same thing he was doing. It's basically Undisputed with nobody else.
Nobody to argue against him.
So, like, I'm pretty sure, and I have no evidence to back this up, I'm pretty positive he's writing the questions that he's saying people are sending in and just answering his own questions that he's asking himself. Because it's all questions that's just like, that's just what you want to talk about. There's no way that
these somebody people, else was asking about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so specific. Like, it'll be like something like, how can you even... you know, come up with an argument for how Joe Burrow's better than Patrick Mahomes, which is something he's done for the last 3-4 years. He's tried to sell everybody that Burrow's number one in the NFL, and then, you know, he goes get doesn't. You know what I mean? It's just And then it's just like, how bad do you wish Jordan Love was your quarterback? Oh boy, Chris in Minnesota, let me tell you. I wish he was our quarterback bad, blah, 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 this and that. I'm like, dude, these writing these questions. He's asking himself questions because everybody hates Skip Bayless so much at this point. He has to do a show by himself where he asks himself questions and debates with nobody. Who is going to listen to that? Nobody like
it's he's literally like the Vince McMahon of fucking
like people thought that he would have been like been able to get on pretty much any show no matter what network just because he is yeah. who he is. No, man. I don't know. I mean, I know he's in his 70s.
I think he could, but he wants too much as far as like
I don't have any restrictions now. You know, I'm fucking this and that. And I just listen to him. It's not like he's saying pussy now. It's just it's the same show. He's not cussing. He's not having anything going on. It's just him talking the same shit.
Tonight we're
going
to talk about the Dallas pussies.
The Dallas fucking Cowboys. The fucking pussies. You know, you're not hearing him say that. It's not different at all. It's literally just like, you know, because he literally back-to-back questions like, okay, so somebody asked you about if you would rather have Jalen Hurts or Dak as your quarterback, and then the next person was how bad do you want Jordan Love as your quarterback? It's just like, this is why you're happy that that your show's like this, because nobody's going to be like, you're stupid.
Yeah, nobody can, yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad for him. I just think he sounds like a psycho. He sounds crazy. I mean, and also, I cannot help, like, Trevor, you should seriously, when you get a little bit, it's only like 48 minutes long. Just listen to it and tell me if you know what I'm talking about, like, by the whole, like, it sounds like he's coming up with these questions himself, and he's just, like, saying, oh, Blake in fucking California says, how good is Baker going to be this year? I think he could be top five in MVP. And then Skip's like, I couldn't agree more. I definitely think he's going to be top five in the MVP race. I'm like, oh, really?
Either that or he's really just searching for the questions that he wants to be like, oh, that's a good one. Trevor. I can answer that one. I'm saying that's the only out he could have. Is I could say that he was going through like thousands of men like, oh, that's a good one. Or he has like a filter. It's only Cowboys questions.
I think the first one that got my ears perked up was like, I guess a guy asked him like, I guess a guy asked him, do you have Jalen Hurts winning the MVP this year? And then Skip was like, well, Warren from Bigsby or whatever. He's like, I have that as a big YES. I do think I'm like, oh, what? This is so phony. It's just phony. I don't fucking know. And also these fucking bums right here.
Oh my.
I just want to say I love week one because it tells me everything, a lot of what I need to know for the next 6 weeks, because it does. There's always like a shift. There's going to be a team that sucks at first that turns it on, you know, yada, yada, yada. The Giants,
oh, they're looking.
Dude, are going to be worse. If you thought they were bad when they had Saquon,
yeah,
who looked great with the Eagles, they are literally going to be the worst team in football. They're going to be worse than the Patriots.
You know that fucking Daniel Jones is throwing more pick sixes?
Yeah, he's throwing more touchdowns to other teams than he has for his own team.
Yeah, since he got a new contract, which is insane. They just look terrible. Listen, hey, 1-0. Patriots, I'll take it. Fucking hard fought defense, baby. It was a fucking good. Just, I was just like, my God, if we could string together some touchdowns here, we could be beating their ass.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the defense was playing. And so we almost had another fumble recovery that got turned around, but.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm happy we got the win. I like I said, I'm going to be hard pressed to pick them in any games coming up just because, you know, I do think the Bengals, they always start off slow.
Yeah, I think so too.
But, I mean, still, the fact that I didn't hear one single person say they thought the Patriots had a good chance.
No.
I'm including me and you.
Yeah.
You know, we had no words of encouragement for him at all, which I think might be for the best. And you know what's funny? You know what makes me know that we're going in the right direction? They basically came out the other day, the Patriots organization was like, listen, Drake May's the best player on our offense, and we would be doing a disservice to put him out there right now because of how bad our O-line is. It would be a disservice. Yeah. So why would we put him out there to get his fucking ass kicked whenever we could preserve him and try to build hope here? You know, maybe, you know, get people to believe in Mayo. Maybe we'll have a D'Amico Ryans, like, you know, thing. I don't know. I'm excited for it, though. I think the Patriots are going to be a tough team. It'd be nice to be around the 500 mark. That'd be great for me. But the thing is, though, that's what we have been for the last, and it's
I just think
not
that,
helped us in the draft. We really need to, like.
But if we have a quarterback and we can build on it, and we, like I said, we can show people, hey, we've got something here. We got a new coach. You know, maybe people want to come play over here.
Another top five pick would be nice, though, dude. Just to, like, maybe get a receiver.
Or O-line.
Or, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm tired of drafting offensive lineman, dog. I want to get a shit-talking receiver like all these other teams have. Where's our shit-talking receiver that wants a lot of money? Why don't we have one?
I mean, we got Hunter Henry. I mean, is solid. I still think he's good.
Every time I see him, it looks like he gets hit in the head with a sledgehammer again.
But he also is like the focal point of the team, so everybody's guarding him.
Yeah, he is good, but like not good enough to get triple teamed every game and, you know,
no, go
above it. Like, we just like Devontae Parker was a big disappointment for me. I thought he was good. Yeah. I thought he'd be better. Fucking Juju Smith.
Juju's a bum.
I knew it.
He's
and
fucking
I fucking
bum.
Said that he was going to be, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, but he played for a Super Bowl winning team. Who cares? Bum. I just wish the Patriots. I just wish. Marvin Harrison would have been nice.
Huge fucking bust. Wide receiver we drafted a couple years ago. We finally got rid of. We finally are playing some hella commercials tonight.
I can't even. It's like
what was the guy's
turn.
Fucking name? He played for fucking ECU or whatever, tall fucking wide receiver. We just finally got rid of him.
Oh. Are you talking about N'Keal Harry?
N'Keal Harry,
he was at Arizona State.
Fucking bum. Fucking that guy just walking bum.
Yeah, he was horrible. And he was also a big disappointment. Like, and not one of Bill's better picks. He didn't have a lot of good ones, but that was not one of his best picks. What? Oh, my God. That's horrible, dude. It was like wrong turn 8. Attack of the babies.
Anyway, it feels good to be 1-0, though. I know that.
Yeah, and
it's the first time it's happened in like 4 years. So
since Cam Newton was our quarterback. And we beat Miami, I think it was, whenever he was there.
And it was in Cincinnati, too. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, we beat Cincinnati and in Cincinnati. It's a big, very big deal. And we play Seattle. I'm still going to pick against them just because, but, hey.
Seattle, I think that might be tough. But, I mean, every game is going to be tough from here on out. But I am excited. And but anyway, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. It's getting a little late. Monday night. Trevor's got to get home. I got work tomorrow. You guys don't give a fuck. What am I telling you that for? Guys, make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, and download the podcast. Go on our Instagrams and share our stories. And go follow Ragland at the
show. Come
Shape
out to the fight.
And go look, you know, if you haven't bought a ticket yet to go to the fight, come buy a ticket. Hit him up. Just come out to the Muskogee Civic Center this Saturday, the 14th of September. Watch Jared Ragland fight in the main event. And, you know, try to bring home the gold for the war room. Because, you know, we got money invested in this. So if he doesn't, I'm going to snap him with a towel, a fresh hot towel. Fucking give him a big red mark on his pasty ass. So, Ragland, good luck. We love you. I'm sorry, Jordan London. And good night, everybody.